Oh, there you go. Some non-blues guys who got called blues guys. So they probably made records that had blues elements. Didn't get all the ones I wanted. I'm going to carry over that riff into the next hour. Her Taste from their debut album. Rory Gallagher doing Blister on the Moon. Steamhammer from an album called Reflection. I think that's their first album. You heard Water and Junior's Wailing. And the little intro part, Water, the guitar instrumental. If you're a Rod Stewart fan on the second and third Rod Stewart albums, those little instrumentals, maybe even the fourth one, instrumentals leading into some of the tracks. And if you check the songwriting credits, it's Martin Quinton and Rod Stewart wrote a lot of those hits. And that's a guitar player in that band, the second guitar player, Martin Quinton, along with Martin Pugh on the Wailing lead guitar. Yeah, he went on, made some money with Rod Stewart, and I think Rod Stewart got mad at him for taking half the money, as it goes sometimes, or demanding half the money. I don't know what. I think they had a falling out. Interesting records. They did at least three albums with a slightly shifting lineup, and I noticed Pete Sears plays on that record, and Pete Sears is one of those journeyman guys who played in all kinds of bands, starting in the Florida Lees in England, and then he came over to the States and hung out with Hot Tuna and the Dead and all those people. I met him up here, actually, at KGLT. He came by with who was that guitar player? Anyway, it's nice to see him. He was an interesting character, to say the least. So that got us a little after 4 o'clock. I better stop rambling. Did I tell you everything I played? No, the Groundhogs, that was the last one from the newly reissued version of Split with the second album of Exodus. You heard Split Part 3. Some nice noisy guitar from T.S. McPhee. Okay, this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ's Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT. And a big shout out to all those people who are dialed in. I see people reacting, at least to the pictures. Some people have seen Peter Rudd, Bob Irwin. I suspect Scott Sutherland's got dialed in, and others. Just let me know. I like to keep track of what I'm doing here. And this is all made possible by generous donations from Opportunity Bank of Montana, Montana-based community bank since 1922 with locations across the state. More information online at opportunitybank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mountain Auto Sports, a certified NAPA Auto Care Center and ASC Master Technician for your car or motorcycle. Located off Jackrabbit Lane, north of Four Corners, online at mountainautosports.com and on Facebook or phone 600-0125. And Movie Lovers, a local independent video store with a large selection of popular and underground DVDs and Blu-rays, with a knowledgeable staff, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with curbside delivery and pickup. Phone 586-0560, online at movielovers.montana.com and on Facebook. Okay, there we go. Now I can continue. Jimi Hendrix has a new album coming out. Imagine that. Guy's been dead for 40 years. That's right. 50 years? Yeah, 50 years now going on. And he's still prolific. Gets something out every year, just about. And this one's been a long time coming. And I actually don't have it. I have the gray market version of it that's been around for a few years. It's Jimi Hendrix at Rainbow Bridge. And his previous manager did some funny business and had some tapes and had some shell companies, and they put it out. And it's actually pretty good, but the proper Hendrix people are doing it now. And they've actually added more songs than the bootleg, which is really rare. Usually it's the other way around. The Hendrix people are known to trim things from the releases. But we're getting a big double CD and a video. DVD or Blu-ray, I suppose, of the surviving footage from that gig. So that's something to look forward to, because if you've ever seen the Rainbow Bridge movie, it's mystifying. It's a bunch of hippie gibberish, and then last 20 minutes, Hendrix comes out and plays a storming set in the at the crater, and play a little bit off this bootleg I have. But again, this is guys who got tabbed as blues guys, but weren't really. Oh, got to press the right button there.
just wouldn't be cool. But I can tell you, baby, that I ain't no fool. Walk in my shadow. I can't take it anymore. When I get you in the shadow, in store. Yeah!
Hear the music.
Finish up that pseudo blues set, second half of it. Starting off, Jim Hendrix doing a fabulous version, Easy Rider. I can't wait to hear the new mix of that record. I know they had some issues with that, and Mitch Mitchell had to redo the drums on it. I don't know if that's the one with the redone drums or not. I think they didn't record the tom-toms or something, and he had to play along with the tape, watching the film to try to remember how he played it. Very interesting. Yeah, we'll be getting Hendrix stuff for many more years. Heard Free from their album Tons of Sobs, Walking My Shadow. Paul Kossoff doing that heavy guitar. One of those great tragic guitar players. Just couldn't keep up. A brilliant guy too. Huge loss there. Rolling Stones from Goat's Head Soup. No, that's not the remix. I just grabbed a stock copy. I wanted to hear that something off that record. And I'd like to compare it with the new remix, but doesn't matter in context. Nice one. Can you hear the music from Goat's Head Soup? Some nice Mick Taylor guitar on that. and finishing up with Procol from their album Home. And that was a band to you had to witness. I tell people sometimes, they say, well, did they let Robin Trower play guitar? Yes, they let Robin Trower play guitar. They were a heavy guitar band with one of the greatest rock drummers ever. Speaking of great musicians, B.J. Wilson. But just all around, great band. And live, they were just devastating. And sadly, there's not much of that original lineup available. And what they did have, they put a couple songs out on one of the reissues, and then Henry Irvine said that when they went back, the tapes are gone, apparently lost in the Universal fire. Tragic. And there's a lot. Somebody should be hung for that. That was not good for the history of music. A lot of stuff just vanished in a puff of smoke a few years ago. Okay, it's 4:25. Oh, geez, almost halfway there. I can't believe that. That happens so fast when you're having fun. And I barely got started. So let's see what you need to know. Ah, this.
From September 25th to October 8th, the Bozeman Film Society explores the world with two virtual cinema features. From the Vine tells the story of a failing CEO who travels back to a family farm in Italy to recalibrate his moral compass. Song Without a Name follows Georgina, a Peruvian mother, in her harrowing attempt to recover a kidnapped newborn. Tickets are available at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep 'em flickering.
Yes, and what is KJLT doing this week? Let's see.
This week in This American Life, a doctor sleeps with 11 of his patients, goes before a medical disciplinary board. He is still practicing medicine today. A doctor gives his prescription pad to somebody, who then prescribes controlled substances for cash. The doctor goes before a disciplinary board. They do not take his license. He is still practicing medicine today. Why this happens this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Okay, I found this over at Kelso's record store the other day. I had a copy, but it's just such a great single, I couldn't pass it up.
Chains. They're swapping disappointing incidents while at the docks another ship pulls in. And suddenly the door breaks down. It's the seven deadly sins. Oh, 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 soldiers and sailors have all been here before. Gigolos and governments have tumbled through that door. Because they need those French girls with all their kiss curls and powder in their guns. And the seven fins with the deadly grins tend to measure beauty in tons. The first is a freak with a masochistic streak, and the second is a kitten up a tree. The third is a flirt with an awful print skirt, and the fourth is pretending to be me. The fifth wears a Mac and never turns his back, and the sixth never shows his eyes. But the seventh devil bed is so tall and slim, you should have never been with those guys. Is the crucial thing systemically, of course. So when those French girls say to you, would you like your ashes piked? You'll have to take their word for it. It's the only thing to take. You're
Can you feel the breeze of another day? When we have each other close in the night, while we wield away in our own light, stepping sideways into our own time, such a simple I'm not afraid to die.
Now we're cruising just above the ground, ground, ground. And Jana puts a burnish on his steel. Anna with her feelers moving round, 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 is sharpening her needles on the wheel. Across our shoes, celebrate the loss of one and all, and separate the torso from the spine. The Bender bouncing like a ball, so the Bender bargain blender shine.
An Eno sandwich there, starting and ending. Started off with Seven Deadly Fins from the rare non-LP single. Ultravox, their third album, System Romance, you heard Slow Motion. Noi, from the album Noi, you heard Heroes. Kraftwerk, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. It's out from Ralph and Florian, and finishing up with Eno from Before and After Science, Kurt's Rejoinder. Got me dancing there. Okay, I got to move on because I got more to play here. Do I? I think I do.
The Montana deadline for registering to vote in the upcoming general election is October 26th. You can register in a number of ways: by visiting your county election office, by filling out an online application to be mailed or dropped off at the election office, or when applying for or renewing a Montana driver's license or ID. If you miss the October 26th deadline, it's still possible to register in person at your election office or designated location through November 3rd, Election Day. Registration forms and more information are online at sosmt.gov.
Yes, very easy. Download a PDF and get your application. This one.
Took her place in a vacant seat. She bought a drink, it was something long. Lots of ice and not too strong.
Single girl,
yeah.
Loving the single girl,
yeah, yeah.
Loving the single girl, loving the single girl.
I like to watch her as she moves.
Single girl,
loving the single girl.
Yeah, yeah,
loving the single girl.
Well, maybe she'll just try her hand if she can find the sort of man who loved her in a sweeter way than the one she met today.
No way.
But she walked slowly from the club.
Still on the attractions from the Nashville Rooms, that's where it is. Yes, August 77, pretty early in his career, and the band was what you call tight, very tight. Fantabulous, a little pub rock set, sort of. Rugulator, their fab single Love and a Single Girl, Danny Adler and Company, great little band. I wish I would have seen them. I know they're around when I was in London, in 78 or so, but never got a chance to see him live. And John Hyatt, an American, who dropped into that scene. Andrew Lauder at Demon Etzel picked him up and put out some of his records. And he ended up working with Nick Lowe on the Little Village album. But I don't know what happened to him. You